You can pickle all kinds of things, but do you ever wonder what the perfect pickle is? Say, two top sardines. KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson says she's found the solution to that condiment conundrum. She reveals her secret to 88.5's Dick Stein on Food for Thought.
Stein, I really, really need a condimentia refrigerator.
Wait, is it condimentia? Like you're a little crazy about condiments?
Yes. And by condiments, I'm not just talking about ketchup or mustard or mayonnaise. I'm talking about all those wonderful little things that add flavor to your food, your sandwiches, etc.
Like what?
Like pickled jalapenos.
Are those condiments?
In my mind, they are.
Who's to be master, you or the word?
So late last fall, when the last of the local peppers were at our farmer's market, I snagged some gorgeous red jalapenos. You know, they're sweeter and a little hotter than the green ones. And I pickled a small batch.
How'd you pickle them? In vinegar, in salt, or what?
Yeah, it was a real quick fix. I took a brine recipe from Food in Jars by Marissa McClellan, which is a terrific little book about preserving in small batches. The recipe called for 2 cups of white vinegar and 2 cups of water with some pickling salt, which you can buy in any supermarket.
Uh-huh.
And then I thin sliced the jalapenos, knocked out most of the seeds. You make a hot brine, pour it over the top, but instead of processing them, you know, in the old-fashioned canning style, I just let them cool and put 2 pint jars in my refrigerator.
So you did not put them in the boiler and all that. You just topped them up, let them cool, and then
right.
Went straight to the fridge.
They were so good that I've made them throughout the winter, and Mac's crazy for them. I put them on sandwiches. I garnish salads with them. And that little salty, sweet pickling brine makes an excellent vinaigrette.
Oh, I bet it would. I've been a little bit remiss lately. I haven't been doing much in the way of pickling. I usually do more in the summer. But I've got my preserved lemons in there. I always keep those. And I've usually got a jar of the julienne daikon and carrot pickles for banh mi sandwiches.
How do you keep that from stinking up? I have some of that in my fridge right now, too. I have that Your Pal Andrea Nguyen recipe. It's just wonderful. But it does kind of stink something awful when you take the lid off it.
Well, the stronger the better, as far as I'm concerned. But Andrea recommends that if it smells too strong for you, to just take it out of the fridge, take the cap off the jar, and let it stand open for about 15 or 20 minutes. And she adds, leave the kitchen if you must.
Or, better yet, take it outside and do that.
Duh.
Remember that Thai cooking class I told you about, the one I took a couple months ago?
No, not really, but let's just say I do.
That's where I got turned on to a simple recipe for a jar. Cucumbers, thinly sliced on a mandolin, tossed with shallots and serrano chilies.
How thin are these cucumbers sliced? You say on a mandolin, I mean, are they like paper thin or what?
You can slice them as thin or as thickly as you like, but I like slicing them real thin. I made a light dressing with 4 tablespoons each of vinegar and sugar, a tablespoon of water, and a half teaspoon of salt. I use this stuff, which has that wonderful sweet, salty brine, to garnish canned sardines. Let me tell you, that was the most delicious sardines I've ever had.
Okay.
Hey, Stein, I have one more quick one for you. Holly Smith, great chef from Cafe Juanita, showed me a trick the other night. She takes a mandolin to thin slice shallots and simply soaks them in Vietnamese fish sauce. So this tempers the bite of the shallots. And she uses it to garnish a sashimi-grade fin fish. But I use that on everything.
I've soaked shallots in water just to calm them down a little bit. But fish sauce sounds way better. Why pass up an opportunity to umamicize with KNKX food talker Nancy.
Your mandolin mama.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
My brine is your brine.
Stein.